Mountaintops.
He is Dennis there.
Dennis retired probably about 10 years ago.
Oh, wow. I guess I have a really old file. While I have you on the phone, is there like an office manager or an owner or a controller, anybody that deals with like the finances of the company?
I can probably answer for them. Are you, is this a funding company?
It is. We are a small bank, yes. Okay. I'm calling just to follow up, really. It's a pre-approval that we sent out. It's $250K for equipment financing or working capital. You're the one that talked to you about financial decisions for the company?
Right, yeah, I can answer any of those questions. And I'll tell you, we're actually doing pretty good. We get quite a few of those pre-approvals.
Sure, no, I'm sure you do. You probably end up tossing them out, huh?
Right, and so it's, we get them often, and we've never needed to use them. We're pretty good on how we do our books and everything. So
okay, who am I talking to?
My name is Casey.
Casey? All right.
Yeah.
Well, Casey, let me ask you this. Have you ever thought about maybe you need something in the future? Just in case, like in the back pocket? Like, you never know what happens.
Right, I know. I just know that our owners, the two owners, I am the office manager, but the two owners have, they've never gone down that route.
I got you.
And the main owner has fairly deep pockets and is pretty financially set.
That's good.
So
I'm glad.
She tends to, if we need something, since she's the majority owner, she takes care of that type of stuff. But we're small enough that it's, we've never had that issue in 20 plus years.
Oh, that's a lot. Very nice. Well, that's cool. You guys like a family-owned business?
Right, exactly.
Okay. 20 years, huh? That's very good. To be honest with you, the reason I'm calling is because you guys had some good lending history with Wells Fargo. So when we look at that stuff, we see that you guys have good business with them. We like that. So we try to, we want to also extend our hand, see if you guys need any extra help.
Right. Okay.
We have some really good rates. I know it's probably your first question, but we do have some really good rates. So let me, it would be possible to just get your email. Let me send you some information. Keep it in your back pocket. You never know when you might need it.
Right. Yeah. If you want to go ahead and do that, the email is info at mtspacovers.com.
Spa converter covers.
Yep. MT. So M as in mountain, T as in tops.
Right. Okay.
Spacovers.com.
Okay. Right on. How's business been? Pretty good for you guys?
Yeah, actually good. Yeah, I don't know where you're located, but in California, we've been going through a little bit of a drought.
And
The fact that we got some rain in Northern California this year was good for business.
That's very good. Yeah, I'm actually down in San Diego, so.
Okay.
Yeah,
you guys are still
a heat wave, man. It's hot.
Right, we're getting it today and this week, so I feel your pain.
Some record heats. I think yesterday got up to 118 in some parts. Like,
Yeah, we're up over 100, but not 118. So it's warm.
Right on.
I feel you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Casey, let me send this to you. Just take a look at it. You never know when you might need it.
Right.
If you guys have any questions, if you want to talk to the owners, see something in the future, you guys, I know it sounds like, just another finance offer, but, $100,000 could really help your company right now. I mean, what would you guys do with $100,000? I mean, would it change some things? Get some equipment?
As far as equipment, we purchased a new truck about a year ago. So we've got a new truck. And for the most part, our equipment is, anything super, super crazy off the wall, hand labor sewing machines, but I've got extra sewing machines. So my automated cutting table is maintained by the company who built it, which is only 20 minutes away from us. So we're pretty good. We're pretty dialed in as far as big equipment.
Yeah, that's good.
So.
But, you could always, if you needed to expand or anything, would $100,000, change anything for you guys? You don't think you'd have a return on investment on that?
$100,000, we could just probably delve into the bank and get that, you know, if we had to. Like I said, the owner's pretty savvy about stuff that way and how she's, you know, invested for this company and stuff. So we're pretty solid.
Yeah, well, that's good.
So she doesn't tend, and like you said, we've got a pretty good history with Wells Fargo. Mm-hmm. And so
we see that. So I mean, it's not like we're just pulling out from, you know,
Haystack.
We actually, you know, look at, you know, a couple different factors, and we select, you know, like the top people that we really want to do business with. So
right,
you know, you were one of them.
Okay, that's good to know, you know, especially for future reference. I know right now we're not looking to move locations or change any, you know, anything drastically, just because we're kind of in a sweet spot currently with what we're doing.
Sure.
Our business is regional, really, unless you get really good partners for shipping, because we make spa covers and they're bulky, and so that's why we have our own truck, and we deal mostly just in Northern California.
There you go.
And so I've got most of the big suppliers and stuff up this way and that we work with. So like I said, yeah, we're in a sweet spot. We've got the business that we want and are focused on.
That's all you need.
Right.
There you go. Supply and demand. Very good. All right.
Right.
Okay, well, let me, would it be okay if I follow up with you maybe in a couple months, you know, make another phone call, just see if you guys are okay?
Yeah, that's
still
fine. That's fine. Yeah, and you'll most likely reach me. I'm the one that's always answering the phone here. So
okay, and 530-878-6410. That's a good phone number for you, or do you have
exactly?
Like,
yeah. That's the office number. That's also the shop number. So that's perfect.
All right, Casey. Well, I'm gonna keep following up with you. All right.
Especially all right. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Casey. Appreciate it.
Yep. Bye.
All right, bye.